cliffcentral.com.
And this morning we're going to talk about World Hunger Day. Now, I was under the impression that we had made a huge amount of progress in this respect. Like, there wasn't such a major problem in the world when it comes to hunger, but clearly I was wrong. And this morning, Thabisa Mkhwanazi and Onyi Nyaweri are in the studio with us this morning. Thabisa is going to tell us all about Add Hope, and Onyi Nyaweri is from Africa Tikkun. We've done some work with Africa Tikkun before. Good morning, ladies. What a pleasure to have you both here, and thank you for coming to speak to us. Am I completely wrong that I thought we'd made massive inroads into this whole world hunger situation?
Morning, Gareth.
Morning. How are you?
Good. How
nice
are you?
Nice to meet you, Thabisa.
Lovely to meet you, too. Good. Thank you for having us, right? Sure. I wish I could say we have, and we have made progress, but not enough, right? So the stats show us that still 1 in 5 kids go hungry every single day in the country.
In this country?
In this country, 1 in 5 every single day. I think what's more terrifying for us and what makes us more passionate as KFC to really get involved and to stay involved is that the impact of that hunger on children is so much bigger than we thought it was when we started the journey. So we've learned that kids are impacted long term.
Yeah.
So kind of growing up hungry means your world looks different. It impacts you physically, but also emotionally, and your confidence. They're not as confident as other children. They're a little bit more reserved.
You're always in survival mode.
You're always, right? And that's the thing, right? Like, you literally are always in survival mode. The world doesn't look as bright. You don't believe you can do as much. And that's our passion about it, is that we want to get children's tummies full, not just to fill them physically, but to fill their hope. And that's why we called it Add Hope, was it gives them hope for the future, but it also makes and feel like they can do whatever they want to do. And partners like Africa Tikkun allow us to do that in an impactful way.
Well, can we talk about Africa Tikkun for a moment? How did you guys, Onyi, get involved in this? And why is hunger a major issue for Africa Tikkun?
Morning, Gareth.
Morning.
Africa Tikkun's focus is really to make sure that young people are developed across their developmental milestones or pipeline from 2 years all the way to 25 years until we see them in a career. And one of the things we do is not just to educate or skill young people, we need to look at them holistically, 360 degrees. Mm-hmm. And one big issue that we've seen in young people and children in particular is hunger. The truth is, as much as there has been a lot of progress in the last 23 years, income inequality has increased. South Africa has the highest Gini coefficient in the world. And because of that income inequality, you have people who have become poorer as opposed to people whose circumstances have improved. You have had separated families, fragmented families. You now have child-headed households who cannot take care of their food security needs on their own. You've got families, for example, a young person where the mother had to go get a job in Cape Town, and a 14-year-old son had to take care of younger kids on their own. So we felt that you can't just look at education or skills in isolation of nutrition or food security, which was why it's important to get involved and to partner with Add Hope KFC.
If you don't have food, everything else, you can't start thinking about education. There's no kid whose stomach is grumbling because he hasn't eaten in 24 hours who's going to be learning in class.
No, there isn't, hey, Gareth. And I think that's the whole thing. So when I spoke to you a little bit earlier about how that worries us even more, right, in the sense that they can't concentrate. So there's actual behavioral and developmental issues that they develop. Their concentration's terribly affected. Like you're saying, if you haven't eaten in 24 hours and you're not sure where it's going to come in the next 48.
If I haven't eaten in about 6 to 8 hours, I start becoming ungovernable.
You become hangry.
Hangry.
Do. Yeah, you really do. Yeah. But also remember, you're not only worried about the 24 that you're in now, you're worried about the next 48 and the next 48, right? So it's this constant flux of physically I'm starving and my body's in starvation mode, but emotionally and mentally I'm thinking about, how am I going to get to Sunday and how am I going to get to Monday? How am I going to get to Wednesday? And then you want to come tell me to be the best I can be.
These are not things that a kid should have to deal with. Like, part of being a father or mother or whatever kind of guardian you are is to provide the kid with food, for heaven's sake, right?
It really is, right?
I wish it was that simple. In a country where...
But it is. Who is responsible for this? I mean, I understand that you guys are doing everything you can to try and stem the problem.
Yeah.
Because it's there whether we like it or not. And sometimes we can't do anything about the circumstances. All we can do is try to improve it. But how does this happen?
If I can just explain from our own experiences, the truth is, you know, there's a huge unemployment in many rural and township environments, and many communities, for example, and families are unable to put food on the table for their children, and particularly if there is actually a non-existent parent or guardian in that instance. And therefore, you would find, for example, one of the cases we found was a child at 2 to 6 years old going to the dustbin to look for food because they were very hungry. So the truth is, as much as we want to think it's normal to have parents put food on the table, but in an economy that is growing at less than 1%, and income inequality increasing to the level it is, majority of South Africans are still dependent on grants. Some of them cannot even access grants at all. Mm-hmm. And therefore, they are dependent on some form of value add from either the not-for-profit sector in partnership with the corporate sector. So it's not as simple as that.
Yeah. And I think, it never is, right?
Yeah, it never is. And I think to build on Ani, we've had the fortune of meeting some of the parents too, right? And I think for me, that was a light bulb in my journey with At Hope and as KFC was the trauma it brings the parents to not be able to feed your kids is massive. It's hard. It's hard for a mom who's trying to pull things together and who knows she can't feed her kids. And one of the stories the mom told us was she would put a pot on the stove, right? And she would boil water with dishcloths so that the kids think she's cooking until they fall asleep. And so I think that to Ani's point, it's not as simple and black and white as we'd like to think it is. And when you meet some of the parents who kind of go, you've taken this weight off me through Africa Tikkun and some of our other beneficiaries, we have 137 across the country. They kind of go, what you guys are able to do with my children, you co-parent with me. One of the beneficiaries who's now at university came to one of our KFC conferences and she said, you know, I've never had a mom and dad. But through KFC At Hope, I have thousands of moms and dads who make sure I'm fed every day. And that's what we are about. It's kind of going through partnership with our customers, partnership with our beneficiaries. We're able to answer exactly that question and go, you can mom and dad and put a plate on a child's
But you can't help everyone. It would be impossible. Yeah. You know, you're trying to run a business as well. And when it comes to how you decide who you're going to help and who you're not going to help, that's tough too, because you kind of cut some people out of the bargain.
We do. So we currently feed 120,000 children every day through the program, which is a big number, but we want it to be bigger. Our focus, though, is we do it through reputable beneficiaries because it's all about sustainability. Mm. One of the things, so when Ani talks about food security, it's exactly that. The trick is never leave them wondering where the next one's going to come from. So that's a big thing with us in terms of the beneficiaries we partner with is we consistently have been in partnership with most of them. I think we're going on almost 10 years with Africa Tikkun, where they, as an organization, we're the core food security partner, are secure that they will always be able to provide for the children in the program. So that's how we select, is through beneficiaries. It's through partnering with people who are really on the ground and growing. We've grown up beneficiary numbers. I think we're in 116 last year, and we've added over 20 in a year. And we'll continue to add that way. But you are right, Gareth. It's hard not to get everywhere. And we're looking for ways across the continent of how do we get further faster is really our big thing now. But also doing it sustainably. We don't want to come in and out.
Is there a way that we can see videos of the beneficiaries that we can kind of get to know the stories of some of these people involved?
That's an exciting thing. So World Hunger Day is coming up on the 28th.
It's on Sunday, right?
Yeah, it's on Sunday. And it's a really amazing opportunity for the whole world to kind of stop and pause and think about what's happening and be sensitized a little bit to what's happening around you. So what we've done is one of the things we realized was when people see where the 2 rands goes, there's a lot of power in that. Often there are a lot of questions about how does 2 rand feed a child? And so we've created this virtual reality experience that literally takes you into the world of Africa Tikkun or SOS Children Villages or any of our other beneficiaries, where you literally see what food does to children. And the most amazing thing is it's immediate. When you feed a child, the change in their character, the change in their energy is immediate. They go from quiet to laughing and smiling, literally like in a blink. The plate's gone and it happens. So in those videos, you kind of get to see a little bit of that. You're going to meet some people who've been through some of our beneficiaries and are now at varsity level, and they're going to tell you their stories. And we're hoping that it encourages people to, one, be sensitized, but two, to keep adding hope.
Yeah, if I can also add to that, I think one of the reasons that Ad Hope KFC chose Africa Tikkun is because of the sustainability of our programs. So the fact that we are creating food security and feeding is not the only thing that Africa Tikkun does. Africa Tikkun's focus is really to make them productive citizens in the form that they can access the economy. So Ad Hope has seen beneficiaries that started feeding at primary high school, now in university. Some of them graduated in jobs. We've even migrated to a partnership with KFC as a whole, where a number of our beneficiaries who have come through that program are now being facilitated to access learnerships or entry-level jobs with KFC. Families that have been part of food security programs, once they know they can no longer worry about food, they are facilitated through a family support program that then enables them to get jobs into their community, and therefore in the medium to long term, particularly in Africa Tikkun, we exit them from the program because they are now sustainable.
I mean, what a pleasure to be able to say to someone, you don't need us anymore.
It's the best feeling ever.
Now, where can people go for more info on Ad Hope and World Hunger Day? Is there a place we can go on the web?
Definitely there is. You can go into www.adhope.co.za. You can also see some of the stories on there. You can go into any of our restaurants across the country. The team members will tell you a little bit about Ad Hope. You can add your hope. We'd encourage people, add more than 2 rand. We challenge people this World Hunger Day to decide how many children they'd love to feed. Feed as many as you can and get involved.
R says, big respect to Ad Hope. Question, are you partnering with healthcare or other organizations to educate about general health and birth control? I mean, that's an interesting point.
Unrelated. If I can just answer that, Africa Tikkun's, because Africa Tikkun's program is quite holistic and from a health perspective, we're one of the biggest partners of the Department of Health in the Western Cape. So we're not just interested in feeding or educating or scaling.
Sure.
We also look at diarrhea, deworming of children. So there is a huge health aspect. Our foods are prepared in partnership with a dietitian. We do height and weight assessments to measure the difference that the food is actually making in the physical health of the child. So there's a huge, huge health component in it.
Well, let me just say that Ad Hope has raised 39 million rand in 2016, and every cent of that went towards feeding children. Over the last 7 years, Ad Hope has raised over 387 million rand, Mubs. It's phenomenal. And this is people giving, people contributing, people making a difference. Each little bit helps. This is not government funding. Yeah. This is not people who don't care. This is good South Africans who've all made contributions. The 2 rand donations combined with their own contribution as KFC all add up, and this is making a difference in little ways. And let's not forget, it's not just really, really poor people. I mean, everybody goes to the shops these days. You look at what the cost of like healthy food is. It's damn expensive. You look at the price of something like bread or cheese or fresh produce or meat, it's becoming outrageous for people to feed themselves. And that's ordinary middle class people, let alone the very poor. You can imagine how it must feel for a mother who has absolutely no income to have to look after her kid or kids. So I think it's just one of those things that we have to be very much sensitized to, aware of. And I thought it would be a good idea this morning to have Ad Hope and Africa Tikkun come and explain to us how well they're doing to sort the problem out from their side and how much more help they need. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you for having us,
what a pleasure to meet you. And all the best with World Hunger Day on Sunday. Let's keep fighting this thing until we've beaten it.
We have to. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you very much.
And thank you as well for having us. I think just in ending, I'd like to say that 2 rand, it's so little, but it actually does make a difference. Thank you.
What can you buy for 2 rand?
Nada.
Nada.
So you could add hope for 2 rand.
There we go.
Cool.
What an excellent message. Thank you, ladies. Very good. CliffCentral.com.